Chapter 17. A Matter of Control. To the psychic sight of Eldred Ulthran, the Skein was a living being, a complicated braiding of the life threads of every living thing in the galaxy. The main flow of fate resembled the corded trunk of a tree. From its mighty sides grew innumerable branches. Most were small, looping back to rejoin the main course of destiny. Many more withered and died before long, the potential choices that predicated them so unlikely they would never come to be, or the creature intended to set those events in motion meeting its end before it could. Others branched many times into complex networks of possibility all their own. A few of these split the skein, forming mighty boughs upon the tree of fate. Sometimes a single choice could dictate a different future entirely. It was upon these that Ulthran dwelt as his bodiless mind flew along the twisting ways of the future. Farseers were consumed utterly by the drive to preserve their craft world, but Eldrad Ulthran's calling was higher. He ignored the fates of maiden worlds, crone worlds, true stars, Exodite clans, pirates, dark kin, and craft worlds. Planets burned, and kindreds were snuffed out in myriad futures. These extinctions pained him, but they were only a small part of the game, and he could not afford to be distracted. He played at fate because he saw a greater prize than simple survival. Eldrad Ulthran would have the glories of old restored, and Chaos's influence banished from the material realm. There was no other goal worth aiming for. All others led ultimately to death and damnation. A cracking roar announced the splitting of the skein. A new forest of possibilities grew rapidly out from the trunk. Familiar as he was with the skein, like no other being in the galaxy, Ulthran rarely saw such a dramatic reconfiguration of potentiality born before him, and he followed it eagerly. Tendrils of individual fates, vanishingly small, sprouted from the main path, growing long with incredible velocity, wrapping around each other, twisting themselves into thicker and thicker ropes of complex interaction. These came together, and again, until the fates of worlds and sectors were bound up with one another, all generated from the actions of the galaxy's uncountable creatures. The wave front of possibility and its fronds of maybes raced away from Ulthran. Beneath him, more cords were being joined, wrapping around each other in tight embrace, until in their coilings Ulthran descried the fates of entire species. A moaning rolled through the timeless spaces of fate. The other half of the fork, the original from his perspective, blackened and died, its unformed might-bees disintegrating into unrealized motes of chance and fragments of unfulfilled cause and effect. He paused. Turning about, he looked back at the skein towards the present. He had outpaced the now by some days, but the origin of the split was only hours ahead of the present, and it approached swiftly, a boiling wall of yellow light that rushed unstoppably towards the future. When it encountered the what might be, it solidified it into the glimmering of what is, a moment so short it could not be measured. When the present passed on by the skein was still and clear as glass, the dead times of what was. Ulthran looked down at where the split had occurred, now no more than a slight kink in the skein. He raced downward into it, passing through the endless threads of individual lives, his powerful mind inadvertently tasting their short-lived joys and lasting pain. So many billion human existences, twined mostly with their own kind, but touching here and there against the fates of other creatures, including the Eldar, often disastrously. He hunted to find the cause of the change, his practiced astral eyes darting from deaths and births to the explosions of suns. The rumble of the approaching present grew louder as he located the source of the change. One thread. One death. Drakan Vangorich, master of the Imperium, was about to die. Ulthran rapidly examined all possible futures for the Grandmaster's thread, but though they began, as many, They all converged on that one point when a space marine in yellow armour would put a bolt between Vangarich's eyes. Racing back to the surface of the Skein in Tyre, Ulthran looked ahead to where the ghost of the dead futures yet lingered as a dying swarm of particulate maybes. That had been a bad future, the slow decline of the human imperium, the resurgence of chaos, the probable death of the Eldar, but woven in amongst the doom were gleaming threads of salvation. These Ulthran had resolved to pursue, and he had been confident of success despite the grim nature of the predominant fates. But all of that had gone. Behind him, the present rushed on. Ulthran looked to the new future. Less certain, more fraught. The chances of survival were more numerous, the opportunity of restoration far more remote. Time stretched away unbrokenly. Ulthran saw his own fate weaving in and out of it until it was lost to sight among the uncountable tomorrows. The roar of the now thundered, waterfall loud. A great shock hit his body, and Ulthran was engulfed, carried along upon the wave of actuality towards futures he had not yet assimilated. It was time to leave before he was consumed. Eldrad Ulthran opened his eyes. His runes slowed their spinning in the air and sank to the crystalline floor around him. There, one by one, they came to a wobbling halt, fell, and clinked to a standstill.
"Drakan Vangarich is dead," he said aloud.
His voice echoed weirdly through the forest of crystal trees of Ulthwe's Dome of Seers.
"His death was foreseen," replied a disembodied voice. "The Skein is changed," said another.
Among the groves of trees were half a dozen silent, vitreous statues of Eldar Farseers, those psykers whose bond to the craftship's heart had become too much to ignore, and whose spirit fled their flesh to join the infinity circuit while still alive. Their voices were hard to tease apart. Though they spoke individually, their words blended into one another's speech. Male voices became female, or something in between. They might speak altogether, then split as they disagreed. Eldrad Ulthran knew all their names as he had known them all in life, but without joining in direct psychic communion with them, it was impossible to identify which soul spoke.
"We go on," said Ulthran. "The Monki are aware of the threat of chaos. They will continue the struggle."
1,500 cycles ago, you sought their destruction, and through it, the extinguishment of chaos," said another voice.
"The Cabal did. I did not. I only ever sought our survival," said Ulthran.
"The Cabal are gone. The Cabal did not have the best interests of the children of Eldanesh at heart. We were used."
The trees pulsed with dancing witchlight, their boughs raced with the thoughts of the dead.
"Yes. The only way our species is to survive is through the support of humanity. Our fates are inextricable. If they fall, so shall we."
"You chase ever-diminishing possibilities of salvation. We should depart this star wheel and begin anew elsewhere."
"Even were that possible, and we are not as sure that it is, then what? The primordial annihilator knows no limits. Time and space mean nothing in the other sea. If we travel to another star wheel, we will take our demons with us. She who thirsts will be waiting wherever we go. Our fate is here with this place, for good or ill. Many fates are possible. If we guide them wisely, we shall prevail."
"You do not have the power of the acuity. You do not have the foresight of the Cabal. We stand alone. Your actions could doom us all. The Monki have proven again that they will not be manipulated. They will see us all dead before the end. Already, it is 2,000 cycles since the fall. Every pass brings us closer to extinction."
The lights in the crystal danced with agitation.
A period of instability awaits the humans' empire, and they may not recover. If they do, they shall hunt us to destruction.
Not all threads say this is so.
Ulthran picked up his helm and held it under his arm.
Humanity is our best chance, but it is not the only one. There are many more worlds of the Krauk, said Ulthran. Beasts never die, they are only banished. The cry of Mag Uruk Thraka echoes still in the other sea. Should one rise again, the greenskins may yet fulfill their original purpose. New races may evolve in time. There is hope while we live.
You are arrogant. You are but one alone against eternity.
One mind is sometimes all it takes to change fate, Ulthran said defiantly.
The lights dwindled. The dead Farseers retreated into the core of the worldship. The crystal dome took on its dark, marmoreal air again. Other craft worlds had lighter aspects, but Ulthway never forgot, forever in mourning for an empire lost. Eldrad Ulthran would not mourn. He would see the days of greatness return, no matter how long it took.